Our study on dosing strategies for de novo once daily extended release tacrolimus in kidney transplant recipients based on CYP3A5 genotype was conducted as a prospective open label single center observational study. We enrolled 36 patients and evaluated the time to therapeutic tacrolimus trough concentration as our primary outcome. We also looked at the dose required to attain therapeutic concentration as well. What we identified was that the time to achieve therapeutic tacrolimus trough concentration was variable based on if patients expressed or did not express CYP3A5 pharmacogenomic mutation. We did identify CYP3A5 activity in all patients, and those that expressed CYP3A5 activity experienced longer time to attain therapeutic tacrolimus trough concentrations compared to non-expressors. This led to the need for a higher initial starting dose in the CYP3A5 expressor population. Overall, it should be considered to start at a higher initial dose of the once-daily extended-release tacrolimus in kidney transplant recipients known to be or suspected to be CYP3A5 extensive or intermediate metabolizers.